This is Brian Jenkins of Chosen 300 Ministries. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to join us on the web at www.chosen300.org, where you can learn about volunteer activities and also opportunities for giving. You can give by sending us a gift to Chosen 300 Ministries at P.O. Box 95, Ardmore, Pennsylvania, 19003. We also have an option for online giving right on our website at chosen300.org, and we also encourage you to designate your United Way or community giving gifts at your place of employment to Chosen 300 Ministries. This is a big help to our ongoing expense for our mission projects in Center City, Philadelphia. We want to thank you so much for joining to us today, and may God bless you and you enjoy today's message.
In verse 17, and he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? I want to read at verse 17 one more time. What manner of communication are these that you have one to another as you walk and are so sad? Just turn to your neighbor this morning and say, neighbor, why's your face look like that? Get the other neighbor, make sure they understand the message. Say, neighbor, why your face look like that? Look like that. Why your face look like that? Come on, it's all right. Put your hands together and bless the Lord. Why your face look like that? You ever look at somebody and they just look mean? You know, I was at another church earlier this morning for a 7 o'clock service, and I was looking up there and I saw somebody in the pulpit, and I'm gonna tell you what they were gonna doing because they might hear the broadcast on Saturday and wondered if I was talking about them or not. But somebody was sitting up there and their face was just toe up. Just look mean. Just look at your neighbor real quick and see if their face is just toe up. You ever look at somebody like, why your face just toe up? Just look bad. Oftentimes, the reason why your face is often sad or tore up is because of the fact that life is just going through difficulty. Difficult times are here, and things are not going well. And I don't know about you, but I've had some days in my life that things were just not going well. And it wasn't really, for me, nothing to smile about. Anybody ever felt like that before? That you felt like there were some things that there really just was no reason to smile? Everything, didn't have no money in your pocket, didn't have no place to go. Baby done left you, girl got mad at you, boy walked out on you, husband left you, wife left you, mother don't like you, father don't like you, children are mad at you. It seemed like everything is going wrong, and it causes a wear and tear on your life, and your face just looked toe up. It's difficult to smile. And so do me a favor real quickly. Just everybody just put on your best smile. No matter what you're going through right now, just smile. Show your teeth. Even if some fell out, still smile. There is something to smile about. In our text, we are dealing with the resurrection story. The resurrection story, and I know some people say, well, why are you dealing with the resurrection story when Resurrection Sunday is past and gone? This period of 50 days, I'm getting a little feedback, guys. There's a period of 50 days that is called a resurrection period. We do not identify it as Easter because of the fact that the Easter term is a paganistic term that comes from a goddess named Estra. Estra had a friend that was a bunny rabbit. And Estra was the fertility goddess that gave the bunny rabbit a power to lay eggs once a year. So anytime that you participate in the ideology of the Easter celebration or doing the eggs and the bunny rabbit, you are worshiping a paganistic god. Some people can get mad. But we don't celebrate Easter. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And during this 50-day period, which leads up to the season of Pentecost, when the Spirit of God was poured upon in the church, and we'll deal with that when Pentecost comes and deal with the spiritual gifts and all those things. But right now in this season, we are celebrating the resurrection. And matter of fact, every Sunday morning, every time that we come to church, we ought to realize the reason why we worship on Sunday is because we celebrate the resurrection. I know a lot of churches criticize the Sunday worshiping church and say that you ought to worship God on the Sabbath or Saturday, but after the resurrection, the reason why we worship on Sunday is because every time that we come into church on Sunday morning, we realize Jesus got up on Sunday and we celebrate the resurrection. That is the most wonderful thing about Christianity, is that we can celebrate every Sunday morning. We can say Jesus Christ is alive and he's well. That's why we sing that song, Jesus Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. Don't ask me to sing it because it'll sound bad. But Jesus got up from the grave with all power in his hands. Somebody ought to put your hands together and thank God for the resurrection. In this 24th chapter, we examined a few weeks ago about the resurrection, that Mary Magdalene, the prostitute, and the other Mary had come to the tomb where Jesus was. And they encountered an angel that said that he is not here, for he has risen. Jesus did get up. And they went and told the disciples, and the disciples did not believe the word that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary had brought them. And a lot of times we can criticize the disciples. We say, wait a second, disciples, you didn't believe Jesus told you that he was going to destroy the temple and raise it up in 3 days. Disciples, why don't you believe him? Why don't you believe Mary Magdalene and the other Mary who walked with Jesus, and they saw this angel, the word was given, the stone was rolled away. They could not have rolled it away themselves. And why don't you believe that Jesus had got up from the grave? But look at ourselves. We have the word of God. We look at the word of God. We read the word of God. We study the word of God. God told you that you're more than a conqueror through him that loved you. God told you that you could do all things through Christ that strengthens you. But we still don't believe what God has for us. You have to understand that there are the promises of God in the word of God. His words are yes and amen. If God said he would do it, I believe that he would do it, and I believe he will do it, and that settles it. You have to believe that God will work things out in your life, and things will be all right. I know things might not be all right now, but things will be all right after a while. The Bible says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Somebody ought to say amen. I don't know about you, but I know that there might be some difficult things in my life, but I know as I look around and I think things over and I start looking back where God has brought me from and what he's brought me through. If he brought me through this, I know he can bring me through that. God can take me from anything, any difficulty, any adversity, any obstacle. God can help me to overcome. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. Just turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you can overcome because Jesus got up. In our text, as we continue, Peter and Cleophas went back to the tomb. They went back to the tomb where Jesus was. And the first sign of evidence that they saw that Jesus has got up was, one, the stone was already rolled back, but they saw his clothes. His clothes were there in the tomb. And they saw his clothes. There was no Jesus, but his clothes were there. But then they still went and they walked along the Emmaus Road. They walked along the Emmaus Road and they begin talking. Oh, that poor Jesus. That Jesus, he was a great man. He was a great man. But he died. Look what they did to our Jesus. They whipped him all night long. They put a crown of thorn upon his head. They pierced him in his side. They put nails in his hands. They ripped him. They laid him in a tomb. What I like about that tomb was borrowed. And the reason why it was borrowed, because Jesus meant to give it back. But they talk with sadness about the experience of the crucifixion. And then Jesus shows up, and he asks them this question, Why are you so sad? Why your face look like that? Why are you so sad? And then they began to explain all the events of the crucifixion. Jesus, our Savior, our King, and the one who healed the sick and raised the dead, opened up blinded eyes, did miracles, who walked on water. He did some amazing stuff, but he's dead. They crucified him. And so Jesus responds in this way. Verse 25 of the 24th chapter, "O fools, and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and enter into his glory?" You have to remember that Jesus, love this, Jesus always did some remarkable things, but I love what he does in this text. Jesus hangs out with them for a while, and he opens to them the scriptures. And then when you get down to verse 30, the Bible says that the day had far spent. And they said, "Jesus, why don't you hang with us a while?" They still don't know it's Jesus. But they said, "Jesus, why don't you stay with us a while and come with us?" And then he ate with them, and then he took bread and he broke it. And he gave it to them and said, "Take, eat." And then it clicked in their minds. He says, "Wait a second. I remember in the upper room, while we were sitting and eating, Jesus took bread." And the Bible says that their eyes were open. I like this part. Verse 32, it says, "And they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, while he opened to us the scriptures?" Now listen, the message for you today is that why does your face look like that? And the reason why we ask this question is because Jesus has got up from the dead. And if you understand within your heart that Jesus has got up from the dead, then your face ought not to look like that. You don't get it. You don't get it. See, when Jesus got up from the grave, it settled everything. Everything that was against us, sin, death, hell, and the grave, it was all taken care of, and your face ought not to look like that. You ought to wake up and have joy, unspeakable joy, because of the fact that Jesus has got up from the grave. I know it sounds simple. I know it sounds crazy. What are you talking about? You're saying because Jesus got up, I shouldn't be sad because my pocket is empty. Because Jesus got up, because difficulty is happening in my life, I shouldn't look sad. The answer is no, because every difficulty that you're going through in life is settled by the resurrection. Because Jesus got up, that means we have access to the Father. If you look later on in verse 46, it says, "And thus he said unto them, thus it is written, it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day." And what that word behooved means, it means that it was necessary for God to do it. But because of the fact that we needed so much, it was necessary for Jesus to get up from the grave. And because he got up, everything is all right. You're going to get it. Some people still don't get it. I got about 50% right now. See, if you ever looked at a king in the time of war, the king does not sit down. The king stands up. The king stands up because he wants to see what's going on in the kingdom. But you have to understand that after Jesus died and he rose again and then he returned unto the Father, the Bible says that he sits down at the right hand of the Father. And see, when the king sits down, that means everything is going to be all right. When the king sits down, it says that all the problems that you have, you can cast your cares upon me because I care for you. I'm sitting down because I can handle it. That everything that you're going through, Jesus can handle it, and he handled it on the cross. And the Bible says that if he's able to overcome the cross, then you can overcome everything. Why does your face look like that? Why is your face all sad? You ought to put a smile on your face, even though if it doesn't look good right now, to say, "Wait a second, he got up. I can smile. I know it doesn't seem right now, and things are not going well, but Jesus got up. My face doesn't have to look like that. I can smile. I can have joy. The Bible says that he gives us joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. Just turn to your neighbor and say, he got up. Turn to the other neighbor and say, neighbor, your face doesn't have to look like that. Amen. Come on, put your hands together and praise God for his word today. He got up. The resurrected Christ. He is our Savior. He is our King. And he is our Lord. With everyone standing on their feet all over the building, come on, let's put their hands together and just bless God real good. We say the resurrected Christ, the one who died. He was buried. And he got up with all power in his hands. The Bible says in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You know, I know we say this time and time again, but every time I say it, it has brand new meaning, because of the fact that Jesus Christ came into the world. The Philippians says it this way, that he thought himself not robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation. He took on the form of a servant, and he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And that's why we say that so eloquently and with grace and understanding, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that's you, believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. In Romans, the 10th chapter and the 9th verse, the Bible says that if you, that you, just everybody point yourself, say that's me, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, that means that you confess that he is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. That's God's promise to you. This morning, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior and you want Jesus to come into your heart so your face don't have to look like that, come on, it's your day. Come on now, God wants you.
Well, praise the Lord. We hope you enjoyed today's mission message for today. We encourage you once again to sow a seed of faith into this ministry. We are the ministry that is uniting the body of Christ to reach the world, to help the homeless and less fortunate. We also encourage you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. for our Sunday morning worship and breakfast. And again, any volunteer opportunity, they're located on the website at chosen300.org, where you can participate in helping the homeless and less fortunate. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you.